Hello and welcome to episode 19 of The Oz Effect. I'm your host, Heath Aston, and great to have you with me here tonight. Now, as usual, we've got our news this week, back to the normal after last week's ghost episode. And then tonight we're going to be enjoying a very paranormal Christmas. Yep, we're looking into the weird and amazing and the paranormal that surrounds Christmas, and not only to do with Christmas itself, but events that have occurred around this time of the year. So it looks like the paranormal doesn't take a holiday after all. Now, first in our news, though, we've got a giant UFO that's been sighted over New Jersey. Now, a witness from the Hamilton Township in Mercer County has reported sighting and filming a mysterious, massive cylinder or barrel-shaped UFO that hovered in the sky above her home and appeared to be under intelligent control. UFO investigators have concluded that the object, which exhibited a complex pattern of flashing red, yellow, and green lights that appeared to be communicating a message using some sort of code, was unlike any known man-made flying object. Now, the witness says that she first noticed a bright red light moving in the sky just above the trees in the neighborhood about a mile away from her position. The light blinked red and yellow in an irregular pattern, and she wasn't paying attention to it until it began moving closer. And that's when she realized that there was a strange UFO hovering in the sky, and she drew her husband's attention to it as it came closer. Mostly red with a yellow blinking irregular beat, she said. And then she then goes on to say it then moved closer and she realized that she was seeing something weird. She told her husband to turn around because she was looking at something that was very odd, and it was hovering at that point, and then it moved towards them, maybe about a quarter of a mile away. Now, she says that they watched the lights blinking in the sky for about 30 seconds before her husband began filming it. And as she watched, the outline of a large UFO became clearer. According to the witness, it was a cylinder with a triangular top on it. And as it moved closer, the red light resolved into four horizontal rows of bright lights and two bottom rows with green and yellow lights that flashed irregularly. Now, unfortunately, the nighttime contrast on the phone makes filming very difficult to try and get any sort of quality image. So there's no differentiation of the tree line and the sky, and the lights do blur together, she comments about the quality of her video clip. She does say that the UFO wasn't entirely silent because as they watched, it emitted a mysterious sound for a short period of time. And she compared that sound to a quiet wind machine with a slight buzzing noise that's much quieter than a helicopter. The noise lasted for about 10 to 15 seconds and then the UFO began moving away. She says at that point that it moved back so quickly but smoothly. Approximately about a mile away, it began hovering again, and the lighting changed to a red X with a greenish irregular blinking light in the middle. Now, it certainly looks strange. At that point, it disappeared. She's got the video and posted it online, and we'll have this article sitting there in the show notes for you. Just look for episode 19 on theozeffect.org, and have a look at that one for yourself. It's using a phone, so that's never going to be good. You know what the quality is like on one of those when you try and take anything at any real distance. But it is interesting what they describe, and I guess she certainly had no real motivation for bringing the footage forward, but she's done so to see if anyone can tell her what it was. Who knows, maybe she's seen a UFO, or if it's, you know, it's got some red and green lights, maybe it's Santa doing a practice run before next week. Right, possible. Now, we've also got Bigfoot news. Gotta love that. I know a lot of you out there are Bigfoot fans, and you've got to get some Bigfoot news in every now and then. Haven't heard from the big man for a while. Now, over at the CC Headliner News, they report that they received a notification or a letter with regards to a Bigfoot sighting in Baxter County, Arkansas. And the customer wrote into the newspaper to describe what they had seen, definitely wondering if they were seeing something real or not. And they go on and say in their letter that they were driving in August of this year down one of the highways near Gasville in Arkansas, and they're quite descriptive in what they're talking about. So interesting when you do get all of that sort of detail, it does, I think, tend to lend a bit of credence to their report rather than being very vague about everything. And they describe in their letter saying that they were driving through near the White River Bridge off on the south side. The traffic was light. And when the driver looked over towards the edge of the woods, there was a big hairy thing standing right along the edge of the woods, just looking like it's watching the traffic going by. The only thing it could have been was either a Bigfoot or someone well over 7 feet tall standing there in a Bigfoot costume as a prank, the person says, because they looked in their rearview mirror, there was no traffic behind them for a long way, so they slowed down to almost a stop to have a look at it better. And I guess doing that spooked it, because it immediately turned around and in just a few steps, it had completely disappeared into the woods. It really moved almost gracefully, given its big and bulky size, the writer says. They go on to say, now because of the distance and the short time that they had seen it, they couldn't give a detailed description, but it was covered all over with a kind of reddish-brown hair, and they estimated it to be around about 8 feet tall, and the build wasn't tall and skinny like a basketball player, but was instead broad like a big football player. They noticed that its arms swung forward and back as it walked away, so when one was forward, the other was back. It definitely had a flat face with no muzzle like a bear, and it was way too big for one anyway. They do say if they had had more time, they would have parked and checked for tracks, but he says his wife was afraid for him to do so because we didn't know if it kept on going or it was still just out of sight inside the trees. Probably wouldn't have been the smartest thing to do anyway, so it wasn't hard to be talked out of it, he says. So, Bigfoot's just doing a little bit of traffic spotting. Maybe he's out there having a look at what the car's going by and wondering which car to get. Bigfoot wants a Mustang. Okay, and our next story, we've got a great photo that I'll post up on our Instagram account, OzEffect, if you want to go along there and have a look at that, and you can see the photos that we post up. Now, a photographer has captured a weird green face in the northern lights, and I've got to say, it does look pretty strange. Meteorologist Graham Whipps snapped a perfectly timed moment on a recent visit to northern Iceland. Now, I'm sure you've heard of the northern lights, those beautiful colours that we get through the sky at night that you can see when you're in the very northern hemisphere or the very southern hemisphere. And the meteorologist has taken this photo and it does definitely look like an eerie face that's looking down through the sky. It's even been described as looking like the Grinch or possibly Spider-Man's nemesis, the Green Goblin. I'm actually going for it looking a bit more like Loki out of the Thor movies. I certainly think it probably is just a pattern in the sky, but it is definitely a strange looking face, and it's very impressive because it's taken against the backdrop of all those amazing stars. But just a funny photo to get this time of year up there around the North Pole area, I would say. And just in our last part of news, we've spoken often about how NASA never make any comments with regards to photos that are taken from the ISS space station and all the footage that people purportedly see UFOs involved in the footage. Well, they've actually finally come out and they have made a statement declaring that the agency simply doesn't have time to pay much attention to the media about such issues. NASA astronaut Drew Futzel goes on to say that you can't stop people from making up stories where there aren't any. And if you want to believe the moon landing was a hoax, okay, but it's much better to believe the reality. So while they're happy to have people out there sensationalising their photography, let's face it, it gives them some more PR anyway, so at least it keeps NASA in the news. At this point, they just have way too many photos, way too much footage, and probably not enough staff to go through and be looking at them all and taking into account everyone's ideas and then trying to assess them all. And to be honest, they probably do have better things to do than to be trying to defend that all the time. Although, if you're of another mind, maybe they're part of the whole government cover-up of aliens that are coming to and from the Earth. Who knows? So you wonder if you think NASA, good guys, or government conspiracists. And on that note, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. You're with The Oz Effect. Just look at all the love in the world and be gorgeous. Just look at all the love in the world. Welcome back. Now, in the lead up to Christmas, I've been thinking about what would be a good podcast to make for this time of year, given that we're the week before Christmas now, and